Humility, Part 1, A Royal Encounter. "I'll call you Roy Boy," grinned the farmer as he placed the cage in the back of his truck. The rooster was strong and a brilliant sapphire blue with feathers that glistened in the sun. The tall comb at the top of his head was fire engine red, and he stood above the farmer's knee. His beak was sharp and sunny yellow. Roy Boy would complete the farmer's newly acquired flock of white leghorn chickens. One rooster to guard his 30 egg-laying hens should help guarantee a successful start to his small business of selling fresh farm eggs to the growing rural community he lived in. "If you have any doubts about keeping him, you can always bring him back for a full refund," waved the salesman at the country feeds door as he drove off. Horse heard the farm truck bumping up the driveway, leaving a dust cloud in its trail. He ran to meet him at the barn gate, whinnying when he caught sight of the colorful newcomer.
"He's a beauty, isn't he?" the farmer said as he lifted the cage out.
Horse followed them into the barn, watching the expressions on the rooster's face, trying to assure him that this was a friendly place.
"Well, Roy Boy, what do you think of your new home?"
The farmer opened the cage and let the rooster out.
"You'll sleep in this cozy barn at night and have that nice big yard over there to roam in every day, and you've got 30 happy egg-laying hens to protect, who will no doubt think you're a fine gentleman."
He laughed as he hurried back to the house to gather up the cartons of eggs ready to be delivered to the neighbors.
"Welcome to the chicken yard, Roy Boy," Horse said cheerfully. "We're glad to have you as part of the flock. I'll show you around."
"I will be addressed as Royal from now on by you and those white legs," scoffed the rooster while he puffed up his brilliant blue feathers. "And I can show myself around without any help."
Horse nodded courteously and stepped back.
Strutting past Horse, Royal noticed a shining object leaning against the wall of the barn on top of a table. He flew up to find a mirror.
"Why, how nice of the farmer to give me my very own preening spot."
Royal spent the next 20 minutes fluffing, combing, and strutting before the mirror. Horse could hardly believe what he was seeing.
"These puffy types usually end up eating dirt," he thought.
With head tilted toward the sky, Royal entered the chicken yard. As expected, every last leghorn ran over to greet the newest member.
"He is a fine-looking bird. Oh, how his feathers gleam. He's a giant. No enemy will ever get past those claws and that beak."
The yard was all a-twitter with glowing comments as the flock gathered to introduce themselves. Except one. Henrietta was far too shy to say a word.
"I don't know what to say to such a handsome bird. He wouldn't hear me anyway. I'm so small. And why bother? I'll just stutter and say something terribly embarrassing."
So Henrietta kept to the back of the flock.
"Move back, you white legs," commanded Royal. "Give me some space."
The chickens were stunned and more than a little frightened by his harsh words.
"Now listen up. I will be addressed as Royal. I was handpicked by the farmer himself to be in charge and expect you to respect my position as boss. Your job is to lay eggs. My job is to see that you do your job. The farmer has given me a special place in the barn, and that is where I will be. Don't bother me unless it's important."
The chickens stared in wide-eyed silence. Their slight bodies trembled.
"Off with you. Go eat, exercise, and lay big eggs in the morning."
He stormed back to his royal table, where he looked at his royal self and groomed his royal feathers. Horse was watching from the pasture.